Everybody get ready to walk into a miracle. Come on.
Of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I want to talk to you today about the restoration of zeal. The restoration of zeal. And so we've been talking about this being a year of restoration and recovery, and we believe that this is the will of God. And so God just laid it on my heart to talk to you about recovering your zeal for the Lord. Not everybody's lost their zeal, but sometimes we need to be stirred up in the zeal of God. Amen. Sometimes we need our zeal stirred up. Let me define what zeal is. Zeal is excitement of mind, feelings of great intensity and warmth in embracing, pursuing, or defending anything. Feelings of great intensity and warmth in embracing, pursuing, or defending anything. It means also to glow or to boil with excitement. It is the state of being emotionally aroused. And so today we're going to talk about having a zeal for the Lord. If you have a zeal for God working in you, it will make you zealous for the things that concern the Lord and will cause you to focus your priorities on things that are important to God. When you have a zeal for God, then you are enthusiastic about doing the things that please God. And if you want to be the best that you can be, then I say get on fire for God. Amen. Get on fire for God and love God with all your heart, with all your passion, and then He will direct you into the things that are important in your life. He'll give you wisdom on how to manage your household, how to take care of your children. Praise the Lord. And so let's look at Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. It talks about what Jesus did for us, or one of the things that Jesus did for us, and why He did it. Well, let's go back to verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." How should we live in this present world? We should deny ungodliness, worldly lust, that we should live soberly, responsibly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. Iniquity is evil habits. So Jesus gave Himself for us. He gave Himself for you that you might be redeemed, bought back through the payment of a price. The price is the blood of Jesus, from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself. Everybody say, purify unto Himself. Jesus gave Himself for us that He might purify for Himself a people. Amen. A peculiar people, a called out people, a special people, zealous of good works. So one of the reasons that Jesus gave Himself for us was that He might secure for Himself a people that loved Him and that is zealous for good works, for doing good. Amen. All right. Let's look at that word zealous again, or to have zeal. It means excitement of mind, that people would be excited about doing things that please God, to have great intensity and warmth in embracing, pursuing, and even defending God. I'm going to tell you, when the zeal of God is in you, you become very defensive for God. Amen. When you hear somebody say, "Well, God did that to him," something will rise up in you so strong, say, "Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't talk about my God like that. My God didn't do that." When you have a zeal for something, it makes you where you have strong feelings and you are emotionally aroused, even to the point of pursuing or defending or embracing. Amen. And Jesus said, "I gave Myself that I might receive a people who are zealous of doing good things." And good works are works of God. They are works of righteousness that God works through us. And so we need to have an excitement and an enthusiasm, and we need to have, I'm going to say, we need to be emotionally charged that we are strong for God, and that zeal is in us to the point that we don't want to do anything that doesn't please God. Praise God. And so the Amplified Bible says it this way, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people to be peculiarly his own, people who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. People that are committed to this type of lifestyle. The Amplified puts that in parentheses, that people that are committed to living a lifestyle that pleases God. And when that zeal is in you, then you will have great desire to accomplish the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. You just want to please the Lord. So God has been good to all of us, and we thank God for that. So I want to give you four things to consider here this morning. And then we're going to talk about zeal again. Four things that we need to consider. The word consider means to examine carefully, to think intently about, to turn your mind and heart towards, to fix your mind on. So if I say consider this, I'm telling you, fix your mind on this, think intently about this. I'm telling you to examine this carefully, to turn your mind toward this. And so four things that we need to consider. Number one, we need to consider that there's only one God, and we all know that. Amen. But the Bible literally says that in Deuteronomy 4:39, it says, know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart. That means take this to heart. Think about this. It would do us all real good to just stop and think sometime that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. It is good for us to really stop sometime and pause from the hustle and bustle of life, to slow down and to pull aside and to really think intently that, hey, there's only one God who created heaven and earth, and there's nobody beside him. And I'm going to consider that. I'm going to think intently on that, and I'm going to know that there's only one God. And because of that, I want to make sure that I am doing all the things that that one true God wants me to do, because he's my creator. Not only is he the creator of the universe, he created me. He created you. He's your creator. So we want to always consider God. And then number two, you want to consider how good God has been to you and to act accordingly. When was the last time you sat down and considered how good God has been to you? I hope you do it often. When you count up the blessings of the Lord, you know, David did that. He began to consider the Lord and all the things that God had done for him and how God had blessed him and how God had anointed him and how God had prospered him and protected him and delivered him in all kind of battles. You know, they were fighting men back there in the Bible days. And I mean, battle after battle after battle. And when David began to consider the goodness of the Lord, he said, you have blessed me so much, I can't even number how you have blessed me. That means that he tried. He sat down and he said, let me count my blessings. I can't even count all the ways that you have blessed me. It would do you good sometime, especially when the devil's on your trail. And when you find that you're being pulled away from the things of God, it would be good for you to stop and to consider how good God has been to you. You know, people go into sin and they backslide when they forget how good God has been to them. When you forget about the goodness of God and you cast all that off and you don't even consider it, you don't even think about it, I'm going to tell you, it is easy for the devil to entice you and to trip you up when you're not considering the goodness of God. In fact, the Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. When somebody will actually